When we first came down here last summer, as I said, we had gotten a house next door to our old friend Stephen Gale, and Steve, who, unlike me, I being satisfied to do absolutely nothing most of the time, Steve is someone who needs to be doing something all the time. So he had decided, without knowing too much about how to go about doing it, that he was going to enclose his back porch and make a room out of it. And my health wasn't that good at this point, and I really wanted to get out in the sunshine, which was then about 110 degrees, and work with him, but I didn't. I just looked from my window and watched the walls slowly go up. This poem is about that, and it's about my arguments with myself, I guess, about writing. Tucson, a poem about wood for Steve Orland. Jesus, the wind blew hard for the first time in 10 hot days tonight. We opened windows and doors. I tried to read. I wished my son, 3, was awake so we could have perfectly talked. I don't start to talk or read the way I start to write. My best friend, who I'm gladdened to live alongside, and 3 young men are enclosing his porch next door. 4 upright beams, a top, then a window, or space for it. Wood. I would like to have helped that fragile, gathering shape, especially to have hammered the frame that will hold glass, but then I wouldn't have seen it, or my friends, working. I write for something to do, so I do it. It tells me how I am, or it sometimes lies. I hate it, I do it for pleasure, I'm not even part of it, though it's something like a frame, and I see through it. I see you carrying on. I see the part of your labor that must be your pleasure.